This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
I thought Drake looked really good again today. I thought today was pretty even overall, but certainly I think the Patriots offense won their matchup. I think the Vikings offense won their matchup. So, sort of call today a draw, I guess, after the Patriots more than held their own on the first day.
WEEI Afternoons back live at Fenway Park. That was Greg Bedard, Boston Sports Journal, talking about Patriots-Vikings joint practices. Joining us on the phone lines now is our buddy Mike Giardi, and that means it's time for the best phone hit intro in the business.
It's time for Mike Giardi.
Stink, stank, and stunk.
The bulging in his disc in his back. The bulging disc in his back.
What do you gain by keeping Bill Belichick around?
I want to see as much Drake May as possible.
Angry Giardi is here.
Wiggy appears to have a bit of a man crush on Cam.
I don't know if you want to take the cheese again.
Mike Giardi, folks, is an angry man.
I'm not pissed today.
I've got you by at least 2 inches.
On Boston Sports Original, WEEI.
Mike Giardi, let's jump right into it. And I would never ask someone to defend a coworker's opinions. We know that on this show as much as anyone here on WEEI Afternoons. But we just heard your boss, Greg Bedard, sort of stand on an island of himself, of optimism, for the Patriots practice yesterday and battling even with the Vikings, despite what I read was a lot of sacks and a lot of poor plays. I'm assuming maybe you've talked to him a little bit about it. Just what is your perception of how he saw things maybe a little bit more optimistically than the rest of us via Twitter?
I think he is more viewing it through the Drake May prism. If you read some of the stuff that he wrote and heard some of the other comments that he made, I think he's really pleased with the step that Drake has taken this summer in Josh's offense, and that there's a level of comfort there, that the ball's coming out quickly, decisively at times, and if they protect him, he's generally making the right decision and the right play. So I think that's where he's coming from. I would have a hard time, like you said there, of getting around the, depending on who you listen to, he charted 11 sacks and 47 dropbacks over 2 days in 11-on-11s, and also 4 scrambles. So, you know, whether those end up being sacks or zero-yard plays or whatever, I saw people chart as many as 14 over the 2 days. So that to me is just something that your quarterback's not going to survive. I don't care who it is. Ben Roethlisberger, big boy who's shaking people off, whatever the case may be. That's just a really difficult thing to do. So that's an area of, I would say, continued concern. Nothing has really changed on that front for me.
Mike, I am curious to get your opinion on Steph Diggs, because I just feel like evidence is starting to mount up to kind of maybe give you an idea of what the Patriots are in store for this year. You know, there's reports that he hasn't really been involved that much in the joint practices with the Vikings. He hasn't talked to the media in 3 weeks, and I guess he's not going to until he plays in a game. At least that's what I heard. You hear that the ball has to go to him first in 7-on-7 and 11-on-11. He was late coming to practice against the Commanders. They got the pink baggy stuff. You had confusion on in some of the – where he was supposed to be lined up. I don't know. I feel like evidence is starting to mount up that this guy might not be worth the trouble. What are your thoughts? How do we square Steph Diggs on this team, Mike?
So I'm laughing because I just think that this is, if you paid attention to, I think I was sort of like the lone voice in the wilderness because everybody was so excited to get, you know, the quote unquote number one. This is who he is. He's not because he's 31 headed to 32. He's not going to change. He still views himself as an elite player. He still views himself in that conversation with all those guys that we would talk about, the AJ Browns and the Jamar Chases and the Justin Jeffersons, even though maybe evidence in the last couple of years tells you that's not what he is. So you're going to have this ego thing with him all along. The question is whether you can keep that ego in check enough that he can still bring his talent, of which there still is some, certainly in that body, to the table, you know, every week in, week out. I would say this about the, you know, Mike Vrabel went pretty hard at the question, that came off the Diana Russini interview where Steph was sort of playing around and wouldn't say whether he was good to go or whether he was excited for week one or if the coaches were excited. Mike said something at the end of his pointed comments at the reporter was basically like, he's showing up every day. He's working hard. He cares. And I think that'll just tell you, like, that's how they're going to try to manage this thing. They're going to, like, he's in their minds, at least behind closed doors, he's doing enough so that what's being said outside and some of the comments, they're just not buying into, at least not completely.
Mike, if the offensive line is a mess, then my next question isn't really going to matter because he's never going to be able to settle in and play his game or learn and ascend to the heights I think a lot of people believe that he can achieve. But we've been sort of debating this back and forth all week. Do you think that maybe people on the outside of New England might love or believe in Drake May a little bit more than those on the local scene? Because we get a lot of people that say, oh, this kid hasn't proven anything yet, and he's a turnover machine waiting to happen. I'm just curious as to your thoughts.
That's a really good question. I think there is more from the outside perspective that, you know, they weren't around it every day, who looked at what he did last year with what he had around him and said, that's pretty damn good, considering you didn't love the coaching, and obviously they blew everybody out. You didn't love the weapons around him. They tried to, you know, change at least some of that for this season. You didn't love the line in front of him. They tried to change some of that this season as well. So I think there is some truth to what you say, although I do still think, like, I think the beat's pretty protective. The people that cover Drake May and the Patriots are pretty protective of Drake May. And I would just say, I do have that leaning, like, all right, show me. Like, there was a lot of good stuff on tape. You won one game. You melted down a couple of times in close game, late situations. And then, of course, you had the game against Tennessee where you didn't until you did in overtime. So, like, yeah, I want to see him take that next step and, like, show me in the fourth quarter that you're the man, because that we know a lot of games come down to that, and we don't have great evidence and limited evidence of him doing that.
Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, here with us on WEEI Afternoons. Mike, the offense, I think we all know, is a work in progress, and whether there's progress or not, we can debate. Yesterday, one of the alarming things was J.J. McCarthy, the various terms I heard, dicing up the Patriots, like 16 of 19 with 5 touchdowns. And I know it's not the entirety of the Patriots' defense out there, but might that even be more alarming than what's going on?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The offensive side of the ball?
I'm still going to be most concerned about the offense, Andy, because I just don't think they did enough to fix it, especially on the offensive line. But, yeah, there are certain parts of the of what we've seen for the first 3 weeks here. They still can't cover tight ends and running backs. Like, just point, they haven't. Zach Ertz, who's 30-something years old, and, yeah, he came off his great year last year, but, like, it was a lot of six-yard completions. He had more than six-yard completions against the Patriots in those joint practices because – Jabril Peppers, Kyle Duggar, Jalen Hawkins, Craig Woodson, Spillane, Ellis, all those guys, they couldn't handle him. And they're having problems with backs out of the backfield as well, as we've seen with Trevion Henderson and what he's done against the Patriots and some of their starters during these normal practices. So, yeah, that's a concern because, you know, you can game it up and you can make sure you're constantly getting these matchups where you get the numbers in your favor and you're isolating, you know, the second linebacker, Christian Ellis, on maybe a better pass catcher or someone who's certainly quicker than he is. And, like, you can take advantage of that. And I don't know how you can fix that unless, you know, some of the talent on your roster just takes a step forward, unless Craig Woodson becomes, you know, a really good player and becomes a really good player right away, which – you know, I mean, he's working into the starting lineup right now, so they're at least telling you they like his progress. Now, whether that's progress because he's going to be a really good player or that's progress and also Kyle Duggar has sort of declined here, I can't quite say.
Mike, a good article in Boston Sports Journal that you wrote, just kind of talking about the overriding theme for this year's 53-man roster. From the last few years, you know, you're saying there's going to be some tough decisions when it comes to the final cutdowns. You know, Cole Strange, Kyle Duggar, Javon Baker, is it going to be Efton Chisholm, Jalen Polk, does he make it? What are some of the position battles or some of the tough decisions you think are going to be have to be made when it comes to the 53-man roster?
Yeah, I think the wide receiver room is obviously fascinating. Again, it's a better competition than it's been. Doesn't mean that's necessarily a high-level competition. Right. I still think we look at that wide receiver room and say it's lacking. But, like, I'll give credit to Javon Baker, and he's done most of it with the twos. So, you know, hasn't been working with Drake and getting the reps against the ones and doing things with the ones. But, like, I didn't think he should even bother showing up for training camp. Like, that's how far down the line and the food chain I thought he was. And he had, when we were there in the spring, he didn't catch a ball in five practices, which is kind of hard to do. But he showed up, and he's sort of built on his performance. And people are getting crazy about the special team stuff. But, like, hey, it's an added element to it. I think I didn't buy the Chisholm hype early. I'm still not saying, like, oh, he's going to catch, you know, he's the next Wes Welker. But, like, same thing. He's sort of stacking days. You're seeing nice play after nice play. Still not getting a ton of reps with the ones. But when he's up against guys in the twos, he's beating them. So, like, that's an interesting one because, you know, we haven't seen Kendrick Bourne for over a week now. Well, since the in-stadium practice that Friday, a couple Fridays ago, when he got rolled up on by Brandon Crossley. So, like, Does that factor into it? He's making some money. I don't really worry about their cap situation, but hey, they might just be able to find $6 million right there and say, we're not gonna waste a roster spot on a veteran when we're clearly going with the youth movement. I look at linebacker, like, it's lean. I had Mapu on the roster. A lot of people kind of rolled their eyes at that. I haven't seen Jelani Tavai on the field other than in shorts this summer. So while he has more experience, he's a better player, at least to this point. Don't you eventually have to come out and play? Don't they have to see that you can actually do it in this system? Because remember, this is faster, quicker linebackers. He's not that. So I think those are a couple spots that certainly stood out to me in terms of, okay, they're going to have to think about this a little bit more than they did, where before it was just like, well, we don't have anybody else. So just, yeah, take that guy and take that. He was a draft pick, keep him. He was a draft pick, keep him. Now it's like, you might move on from a draft pick or two here, especially from previous regimes.
Oh, I mean, they've been cutting a lot of the guys that were draft picks from previous regimes.
Yeah.
So Kyle Duggar, Cole Strange, and Jelani Tavai won't be sleeping easy probably in the next couple of weeks.
Plus, you got to make room for
I can't imagine.
Yeah, and you got to make room for Efton Chisholm too. So that's sorry, Mike.
You're driving the hype train, the Efton Chisholm hype train.
I am the engineer. I am serving lunch. I'm doing everything on the Efton Chisholm hype train. So just give us this real quick, Mike Giardi's 3 points of emphasis, the three things you are watching for in tomorrow's oddly timed, beautiful sunny Saturday, 1 p.m. preseason game, Pats at Vikes.
I'd like to see the starters. Mike said, if they, you know, going to last week, if they were healthy, they were going to play. I haven't heard that quote from him this week, so I wonder if he feels like they got enough work, and certainly they got a lot of work over the last 2 days with Minnesota. But if he has them out there, like, I don't want to see the offensive line poop. You know, I don't want to see poo-poo down their leg, if you will. Like, I don't want to see that. Like, they need to be good, regardless of who they're playing against. Again, the wide receiver. Like, that now would be nice. All right, Baker, you're having this good summer. Go catch some passes in the game. Mm-hmm. Do that. You know, sort of build on that part of it. And then I want to see the cornerback competition because, you know, again, we're not going to see Gonzalez. I doubt we'll see Carlton Davis in the game, although, you know, he was back at practice this week. So Alex Austin has sort of established himself as the third guy. Marcus Jones hasn't had an awesome summer. Got picked on a lot in the joint practices. So, like, is there another guy in that group, Miles Battle? I mentioned Crossley, DJ James, who just came back. He hurt the hammy on Sunday, so I don't know if they'll actually let him play this weekend. But, like, there's a good little battle brewing there. I think there's some talent there. They're just a bunch of unproven guys. So who can step forward there and continue to make a push?
Don't worry, Mike. I won't tell anyone if you don't watch the game live because I will not be watching the game live.
Nope, me either.
That's what DVRs are made for.
Look, some of us have to work. So sadly, I will be watching it.
Well, you can tweet at me because I'll probably be at a boat or a beach with a Miller Lite in my hand because some of us do not have to work. But we appreciate the work you put in joining us today, Mike. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
See you, buddy.
See ya. Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal, poor guy, has to watch the Patriots live at 1 o'clock tomorrow on a Saturday afternoon. Well, I'll be on Twitter following along so he can let me know what's happening. Up next, we're going to react to one of his answers, and producer Brian Frazoco actually chimed in my ear when the answer was, this is a good answer. So you'll hear what Brian Frazoco thinks was a good answer next on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.